All right, I'm gonna go laugh.
I'm on top, I've been climbing the straight places. This umbrella stays. The way we move and things, I won't complain. I won't complain. I won't complain. Oh,
hey. Oh, what's up, y'all? So, welcome to Getting Real and Not Cut. I'm trying to see if I'm live on my other streaming service. I think I am. I don't know if I'm not. I'm trying to see. But whatever it is, welcome. This is Getting Real and Uncut, After Dark, Talk Yo Sugar Honey Ice. Oh, this is Getting Real Uncut. I've had my shit on mute the whole time. Y'all gotta excuse me because I am a little, whatever. All right, so I was trying to record this, but it's recording on my other stuff. So if y'all are trying to join me, I'm trying to get everything straight because, like I said, I got a lot on my mind for the night. Why you break me up? I'm gonna break you up, Ernest. Man, but I should be live on Facebook. Hopefully. Let me see. I should be live on Facebook. Okay, I'm live on Facebook. Alright, cool. So, man, life has turned from, you know, good to bad, from bad to good, and all types of shit like that. And like, man, I got another baby, child number four, Nola. Oh, y'all, I never thought I was gonna have this many kids, but I got kids. Well, I ain't got like 6, 7, 8, but I got kids. But that ain't why I say I was gonna do my damn podcast tonight. I said I was gonna do my podcast tonight because I got a lot of shit on my mind. I got a lot on my mind. So hopefully everybody is tuned in to, you know, my little thing. If not, I'm gonna go ahead and let me see. Can I post a link? I don't know if I can post a link on this, but y'all should be able to see it. Alright, so I saw a post on Facebook a couple of days ago, and it was about I hear a lot of guys I could say around the 30s now. I thought this would have been like guys like in their 20s, but I've been hearing like a lot of guys in their 30s talking about women only wanting men for money. And I'm sitting here, thinking to myself, I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from, because as a woman, I don't even like to ask a man to give me money. Because I feel like I can do it myself. I can finance for myself. I've been doing it for years. I think the independent shit came from I know Facebook gonna mute my music. I feel like that independent shit came from just me not having no daddy around. Because, you know, when you grow, you're supposed to be, like, I guess for some, you have to depend on your daddy to come through for you and all that other type stuff. For me, that wasn't the case. I had to either depend on my mama, I had to either depend on my mama, or bless you, baby, or just find a way to really just be like a fucking natural born husband. So that bullshit about girls, some girls only wanting niggas for money. I feel like if you put yourself out there like that, some women is gonna take that and they're gonna run with it. Especially women who know they can like manipulate you into getting anything that they want from you. You know, it's and I feel like men, they have this thing to where they know, they have this intelligence to where they know that they know when they getting played and when they get used. Because you'll notice she'll only hit you up when it's convenient for her. Now let me say this. I've had guys, keyword head, passing heads, had the HAD, give me money or whatever. But I made it clear. I was like, look, I appreciate you giving me this. Let me pay you back. No, you ain't gotta pay me back. But then my mind goes to thinking like, okay, so what else do you want from me? Because if you don't want me to pay you back, then what else do you want from me? Now that, I'm not gonna lie, that came from just abandonment trauma and just from niggas always lying about, oh, I don't want nothing from you, but in return they really do. And like I guess like some men, I guess it depends on how they was brought up. They had to watch out for gold diggers or whatever. But let me tell you, a woman who is independent, who has her own, she is not, only thing she wants from you is your time. She don't want your money. And most girls nowadays, when you take money off the table and when you take your dick off the table, like, what else do you have to offer me? Can you help me? After I say this line, I'm about to say something else. Like, can you help me get through my trauma? Can you help me get through if I'm emotionally unbalanced? How can you help me get through that? That's what a lot of women is looking for now. We're looking for this strong security. We don't give a fuck about your money. We don't give a fuck about the materialistic things. What we so focused on is security. And if you can handle me being a mess, and how can you make me become a masterpiece? A lot of niggas don't even want to do that nowadays. They try to find, they're using that now as a way to some guys are now using that as a way to some type of manipulation, because when a woman does ask for like that type of security, that type of comfort, they take that they would take that as a sign of weakness. And to me, it's not, I'm not being weak. Y'all, it's like the word vulnerability is used, is not used as it should be, because y'all, not all men, but some men, you look at the word vulnerability as weakness. Bless you, baby. It's weakness in a woman. It's not that, nigga. I want my feelings to be protected. I need to know that I can be secure in you. And when mad day come, I don't need you throwing it in my face. So now I'm about to switch to from that money shit to talking about something else. Now I don't understand some guys who feel like they have to be so aggressive and always have to like be a bitch. And that's why I'm saying this, because you know what you was getting into before you was getting into with me, just like I knew I was getting into before I was getting into with you. And you can't sit here and accept me so flawed that every time I make a mistake or something like that. You gotta try to downplay my mentality. But if the roles were switched or whatever, the roles were switched to where I did that to you, men cannot handle the same hurt that they would give to a woman. That's why, if next weekend, I'm gonna invite a guest. I feel like I'm gonna invite two. I can really invite two people now to talk about this shit. But I ain't got time for that. But look, men cannot handle the same type of hurt, the same type of pain, the same type of anything y'all get to a woman. You should know that women are, what that dude said, off of Baby Boy, something, what they call them? Unstable creatures. We are very emotional. Sometimes we do be unstable, man. But, and it's not to say that we not, like, we know that men go through they stuff too, and we want y'all to be able to open up, and just be yourself with us too. But y'all got this tough ass exterior to where, nah, I ain't about to be looking like no little bitch and be crying and be emotional in front of you so you can throw it up to me on Mad Day. But y'all do it. Y'all use that shit. And it's not, like I said, it's not all men, because you have some men out here that would sit and listen, and that would be a woman's therapist. But some men look like, I ain't trying to be your daddy, I ain't trying to be your therapist, man. You grown, you need to get that shit together. I ain't got time for that shit. But you got time for this, though, you got so much time for that, you got time to catch up, but you ain't got time to listen to me. But you got time for everything else that don't make sense to me. And that's maybe because I dated some fucked up ass people. But that's neither here or there. I'm just getting it off my chest and talking my shit. But what I'm saying is though, like, I done got all off subject. Well, trying to change my music and shit. But what I'm saying is though, like,
yes, they all start from the outside.
I can be emotionally available for you, but I want you to be emotionally available for me too. It can't just be, I feel like it has to be 50-50, like, feed me and I can feed you. Or whatever. But the thing I really don't understand about some men is like how y'all talk down on so many women, and y'all got daughters. And I'm a firm believer in karma can come on your kids. I do. I feel like your parents' sins, the sins of a parent can fall on a child when they get older. I honestly, really, and truly think I honestly and truly feel like that is true, because you will realize some of the things that you experienced as a child growing up, you will see that you're going through that same thing yourself. I'm gonna talk my shit, and the thing is, I'm gonna be open about anything that I talk about. I'm gonna be open about anything that I go through on my podcast. I went through something like triggering as a child, and growing up, I always told myself, I'm not going through that shit. At a point in time in my life, I did go through that same thing. And then, like, I realized I felt like I was experiencing sins from a mother, you know what I'm saying? And that is starting to become a part of my healing journey. It's healing from childhood trauma. And this is why, this is where the vulnerability comes in, and the protection from a man comes in, because some women are still healing from their childhood trauma. Some men are still healing from their childhood trauma too, but like I said, some men have this tough exterior to where they don't want to be open about They don't want to be open about that, about their childhood experiences or anything like that. So my thing is, like I said, how can I feed you if you don't feed me? You know what I'm saying? It's just so much stuff. And then one thing I don't like about some men is you don't have to. No, that's just people in general. I'm going off topic again, but that's just people in general. I don't. Anytime a disagreement comes up, it does not have to. You do not have to refer to what happened. I feel like I'm contradicting myself. So I just said that, like, you feed me, I feed you, or whatever. But let me talk about this feeding shit now. Now look, like every time a disagreement comes up or something like that, you kind of don't have to remind me that you went through this. So, because to me, I felt like you're trying to downplay that as a way of you trying to get your way to, you know, to get something out or whatever. I am reluctant on relationships now because when I thought I was healed and tried to get a relationship, I realized that I wasn't healed. You have to watch out for relationships that open up your. It opens up your, you have to watch out for relationships that open up your, that opens up your, I lost train of thought. I was on the roll. You got to watch out for relationships that open, that opens up your, that opens up, some type of wound. I'm really trying to think what I'm trying to say right here. I had lost the train. I lost my train of thought. It's one thing I hate. But, yeah, it's just like, when talking to people, you teach me. I post this on my Facebook. Teach me, not belittle me. You don't have to use me to get something out of me. You don't have to manipulate me to get something out of me. I'm pretty much a open book. I'm an open book. I'll tell you a lot because it's kind of like how vulnerable I am and stuff like that. Because I've cut so many people off, I don't have a outlet to where I can be open. But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is that if I'm doing something wrong, I don't need you to raise your voice or raise your temper and be like I'm a child. Because shit, I'm not a child. I got 4 kids. I don't need you to holler at me about when I'm doing something wrong. I need you to be I need the firmness. Yeah, I need you to be firm. But like how stupid does it look? You chastising me and then you going to tell somebody that yeah I've been chastising this girl because or him because they mind not right and shit like that. That don't make sense to me. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like and especially with our generation now, I feel like everybody has some type of hidden agenda. And I hate to say that. But I feel like everybody has some type of hidden agenda. Because, especially if they know you, and they know of your past, but they're not trying to help you to benefit you. You kind of got to move yourself away. Oh, now I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't need you to... The last relationship I was in, which was like maybe years ago, I dealt with people that were calm with me, and I dealt with people that was like, let me use the right word, like out of their minds, like to the point where they like it was just like
the source, you'll be amazed. I do this for the mighty Christ, Messiah, and
this,
slave.
Oh, this is the thing. We're talking to somebody, and you know about their past or whatever. I don't think that it's healthy to bring that back up. Why would you remind them of where they used to be and they're not there anymore? I can't sit here and remind you of like how bad you did me, but if your exes are showing, we kind of both looking stupid at this point. But yeah, it's just like now dating in this generation is completely tough. The reason why I say that is because it's too many liars. It's too many lying. It's too much lying going on, too much sneaking going on, too much cheating going on. And nowadays, if you're in a relationship like that, some people's mindset is like, well, I might as well go through good and bad with this person because I'm not trying to go through this with nobody else. And I remember I preached this to somebody before. I preached to somebody before. And I was talking to somebody and I was like, look, if you really want to stick it out with this person, you might as well go through hell and back. Man, living in hell, I was just like going through hell and back with somebody like that, cheating, the lies. I feel like that is very draining. Don't nobody got time to be going through this, especially if you're in your 30s. We definitely don't have time to be going through them, but we got to come up with some type of solution. I've been in situations where most of the time, I don't have a solution. I'm going to walk away. That's my solution. I'm walking away because if I don't have nothing to say after that, and this is my nigga Troy, I will walk away because I didn't find a solution to what we was arguing about. Or sometimes I was just, while in the middle of you talking, my mind is going somewhere else. Because deep down inside, I don't want to hear this shit. And we've been saying this over and over again. It, just let me know what I did wrong. I don't need the lecture. I don't need you preaching to me about like how I did wrong or stuff like that. But I want to know. I really want to know. Why do some people feel like they have to lie to cover up whatever it is that they're doing? Like, I'd rather be hurt by the truth than be told a lie, to be honest. I don't know if it sounds stupid or not, but I'd rather be hurt by the truth than to be told a lie. Because you gotta keep covering that lie up. And I'm gonna always feel like, and the thing is about women, we know when y'all lying. We know when you're lying. We know when you're being sneaky. We know. But we just want y'all to tell us if y'all, we just want y'all to tell us, but y'all not gonna tell us because y'all gotta keep a cover up for yourself. I feel like it's gay. What the fuck you covering shit up for? Just if we grown, just tell me so I can know how to move accordingly. But I got 2 more minutes. It's about to be 11 o'clock. I had some more shit to talk about. I just got to find the topic. I really had some more, because I really had a lot on my chest, but my mind just be gone. Because I haven't did.
They offer home internet.
But if there, I haven't did a podcast. I haven't did a podcast in a while, and I feel like some of the shit that I went through, I just wanted to talk about. So the thing is with this app, yes, I can have other guests come on and talk about, and I feel like if you want to join, you can. I can just send a link. So I'm about to put it in my chat on Facebook. If you want to join, If you want to join to talk your shit, let me know. I will send you the link right now. I'm not going. Reason why I'm not showing y'all. I look rough right now. I got a rag on my head. Basically, if you're gonna forgive me, then forgive me and let this shit go and let's move on with it. Cause I ain't trying to. That's what I'm talking about. Feel like if you're gonna forgive me, move on, let this shit go. But some people really do be holding on to that shit. But I really want to know, like, what's this thing about, like, why don't they be vulnerable with women? Like, I feel like a woman's the easiest person to talk to, but you gotta, but then again, it's about trusting that person. It's about trusting that person. So I'm about to drop this link in. If you want to join now and talk your shit on what I'm talking about or any other topic, because I mean, I have some more topics to talk about, but I wouldn't mind somebody to pop in and talk their shit with me. So, I got it posted. It's 11 o'clock, so this is getting real and uncut after dark. I'm not going to talk about no sex and shit, because y'all see what that baby is. So, I posted the link. Anybody want to join, y'all need to let me know, because I actually want to hear from other people, like, about what I'm talking about. But yeah, y'all really gotta, yeah, some of y'all men, I feel like who hurt y'all, because like that money situation posts, like, woman only gonna fuck with you if you got money. I in real life don't think that's true. I dated niggas with money and I dated niggas without money. And none of that shit still don't impress me. It's really about how authentic you are. Like, how authentic you are, and if you are okay with, and if we're gonna be in us being a team, man, that's all I ever wanted, was like a teammate. Like, you got my back, I got your back. It ain't even about us posting no fucking pictures on social media, nothing like that. It's about, at the end of the day, if I have a mental breakdown, if I lose my job, if just the world just shut down, can I fucking depend on you to be my fucking rock? Oh, goddamn. Bam, you hear that, Nola? That's all I want. Are you gonna be my rock when shit just go sour? Because it's gonna be times when a woman is just tired and she's gonna need her man to be that fucking leader. And some, in caps, S-O-M-E. Some of y'all women and men do not know how to be leaders at all. Because when shit hits sour, your ass is gone. Or when shit do hit sour, you want the person to keep going through hell so you can be living comfortably and free while they going through what they going through. You're not trying to help me in no way, shape, or form. You only worrying about your goddamn self. Nah, my nigga. When shit fall, I need you to pick shit up. I need you to pick that shit up, and I need you to rock with me so I can get back on my feet. Because what I've noticed is, hold on, y'all, I gotta take a sip of wine. What I've noticed is some women, we stay when shit falls, we stay to pick y'all up. But when it's us, but when it's us, we don't get that shit. We don't get that shit in return. I need you to have my back. I need you to hold me down. Cause man, y'all just don't know, like, I don't know.